get your Bibles out, if you will, and turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 16. It's great to have you with us today on the prayer line. And I want to talk to you about God's provision and direction. God's provision and direction. And I want you to turn with me to verse 12 of this chapter. Verse 12 of Exodus chapter 16. I've heard the complaints of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will have your fill of bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening a flock of quail flew down and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the desert surface were thin flakes, as thin as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" They didn't know what it was. Moses said to them, "This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Collect as much of it as each of you can eat, one omer per person. You may collect for the number of people in your household." The Israelites did as Moses said, some collecting more, some less. But when they measured it out by the omer, the ones who had collected more had nothing left over, and the ones who had collected less had no shortage. Everyone collected just as much as they could eat. Moses said to them, "Don't keep any of it until morning." But they didn't listen to Moses. Some kept part of it until morning, but it became infested with worms and stank. Moses got angry with them. Every morning they gathered it, as much as each person could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, the people collected twice as much food as usual, two omers per person. All the chiefs of the community came and told Moses and said to him, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil, but you can set aside and keep all the leftovers until the next morning." So they set the leftovers aside until morning, as Moses had commanded. They didn't stink or become infested with worms. They didn't become infested like they did in the previous time. The next day, Moses said, "Eat it today, because today is the Sabbath of the Lord. Today, you won't find it out in the field. 6 days you will gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be nothing to gather." On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather bread, but they found nothing. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to obey my commandments and instructions? Look, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he gives you enough food for 2 days. Each of you should stay where you are and not leave your place on the seventh day." Notice in both instances spoken of here with the provision of manna, that in one instance, the people had gathered leftovers before the Sabbath day, it got worms and stank. Then, on another occasion, there were those who didn't keep leftovers and didn't have anything for the Sabbath day. In both cases, God had given direction and instruction through the men of God. However, for some reason, some took it, some did take the instruction. You know, it was kind of pick and choose. This is not something that God wanted from the people of Israel. And it's not something he wants in our hearts and lives. He's willing to be our provider. He's willing to be our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the God who supplies our need. The one who owns the cattle 1,000 hills, the scripture says. However, he gives us instruction through his word and through his ministers and through his Holy Spirit. And he wants us to incline to it and listen to it. But so many times we are like our generation. We pick and choose whatever we feel like. I find it interesting that during Joseph's period of leadership in Egypt, as governor of Egypt, the man of God there, Joseph, who heard from God and had the miraculous dreams from heaven and interpreted the dreams that the Pharaoh had and miraculously preserved the people of Egypt, was listened to explicitly by the people of Egypt only because the Pharaoh said, "Hey, listen to him." Now, in the Egyptians' eyes, Pharaoh was considered like God. They listened to him. And so whatever Pharaoh said to them considering Joseph, in following his word, they did, to the letter. And so there was famine in the land, and yet there was provision made. And during times of plenty, they put things in the storehouse. And so, not just for Egypt, but for the lands thereabout, there was always provision. but they explicitly listened. And those were people that did not know the one true God. And here, this, quote, stubborn people, these Israelites, they would kind of pick and choose what they would listen to when it came to the instruction of the Lord. They didn't respect the men of God like the people in Egypt respected Pharaoh as God. I find that sad. And sometimes it is something that we need to consider when we look at these passages of Scripture, when we look at the Word of God and see the hearts of the people of God and their kind of attitude of, hey, thank God for His provision, but you know, we can kind of do with it what we please. In retrospect of what had happened during Joseph's time and how a heathen people listened explicitly to the man of God and were provided for only because, quote, of the respect they had for Pharaoh as, quote, a God. Folks, if we had the same respect that the Egyptians had for the Pharaoh with our God, how much could we accomplish in this world today? If we had that same stick-to-itiveness, that same diligence to the instruction of God, how much could we accomplish? God will always be a provider, but He always gives insight and direction through the people of God, through the leadership of God, and through His Spirit. And we need to be a people that listen to the instruction. It's part of the plan of God in order for us to succeed and see the victory of God and be faithful to the Word of God. I hope that God's Word has blessed you today, and I pray that His Word would make an entrance into your heart. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, right now for each and everyone who's called in, that Your touch and Your Holy Spirit would be with them. Help us, O Lord, to listen to Your instruction and to honor the men and women of God who share with us the Word of God. And help us not to be just those who pick and choose what we feel like believing in or walking in some of the instruction and not some of the instruction of the Lord, but help us to walk in the letter of the Word and honor God in His Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, where we know to walk and where we have been led, let us be and dwell in safety. And help us to honor You and incline into Your Word. Let us not depart from that place until we know better or we've been given instruction. Lord, let our hearts not be like the people of Israel, that we just kind of picked and choosed what we wanted to, that we, you know, were kind of stubborn in our ways. Lord, help us to be like the Egyptians who followed out the plan that Joseph gave, and help us, O Lord, today to be wise steward of what God has given us, honoring the Lord, giving praise to the Lord, and being wise stewards, blessing and honoring Your kingdom and giving You of our heart and life. We thank You and praise You. Lord, thank You for being our provider. Thank You for Your strength and Your instruction. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great day in the Lord, and I pray that this message blessed your heart. Till next time on the Prayer Line. See you later. God bless.